Nepal, on everybody's lips, one of the greatest problems that mankind has had for a long time, you know, huge population getting wiped out, 6,000, maybe 7,000 people dying.
Yes.
And you've come up with at least one way to help.
Yes. Look, first, there are lovely people in Nepal. There are kind people. There are hardworking people, very religious people. It's been one of the religious centers, you know, of Buddhism since Buddhism started. And there are a lot of them in New York. You know, in New York, we have immigrants, upstate, some immigrants, you know, different types. Loads of Bosnians are revitalizing Utica, for instance. But we have a lot of Nepalese in New York City, in Queens, 40,000, largest, far and away the largest community in the country. And so some of these people, because we have a community, are here on temporary visas, a work visa, a family visa, and a short-term visa so you could visit your, you know, go to the wedding of your sister and brother or the birth of a niece or nephew or whatever. Okay. We have something because we're humanitarian. We have this torch. We have this lady with the torch in the harbor. I can see her in the morning when I look out my window in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And that's the American dream. And, you know, we carry it out. It's not just words. So when there are disasters in other parts of the world, we say the people who are here on temporary visas, when their visa ends, don't have to go back. So there are lots of people here whose houses were destroyed, whose families were injured or whatever. And to do what's called TPS, temporary protected status. You can't stay here permanently. You can't become a citizen. Can't get a green card. Can't get benefits. But you can stay here after your visa expires till the country settles down.
Seems
sensible. It means another thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have temporary status and your visa expires, if you go home, they'll never let you come back. I met these people. They're anguished. They can't find their children or their children are injured. They just want to go back. A mother told me her son is injured and without a house. She'd like to go back, but if she goes back, she'll not be allowed here. So it's not for people who come after, who might want to come after the disaster. It's people who have been here at the disaster. We shouldn't just send them right home if there's a huge disaster. We've done this in other countries. I'm asking the State Department and Homeland Security can do this without legislation. I'm asking them to do it. It's a humanitarian nice thing.
Sounds like the right thing to me. Talk to me, Chuck Schumer, or talk to us, Chuck Schumer, if you would, about the way that it's all sort of working out with the international trade agreements. There are those people who think NAFTA is the worst thing we ever did, that we shouldn't do it with the Asian countries. What do you make of that?
I opposed NAFTA. President Clinton personally lobbied me. I was a middle-level congressman. I was sort of flattered, you know, here's the president of the United States paying attention. The vote was that close, but I thought it was wrong, so I voted against it. Okay. If you believe, as I do, that the number one problem facing America is the decline of middle-class incomes, harder to stay in the middle class, harder to get there if you're not there yet, then I don't see how you can be for these trade agreements. Because here's what I said to the leaders of corporate America. I was invited to speak to the leaders of the business roundtable, the 200 biggest CEOs. I said, look, you argue that it'll increase corporate profits. You're probably right. You're doing pretty well already. You argue that it'll increase GDP. Maybe you're right. But as long as I believe it's going to further decline middle-class incomes, make it harder for middle-class people to prosper, to do well, I'm not for it.
Did they push
back?
So,
oh, yeah. But you know what? Here's the second thing I said. And, you know, these countries aren't as bad as China. And I said, at least if we're going to do this, and I'm, color me, highly skeptical, we ought to do something about China and China currency. China's the most rapacious of our trading partners. And the administration, frankly, says this Pacific trade agreement is to get these trading partners in our orb, not China. So why not alongside of it go after China? Here's what China does. First, they manipulate their currency. That sounds complicated. In effect, what it means is Chinese exports to America are a third cheaper than they should be. Our exports to China are a third more expensive than they should be. So not only can't we export, that's jobs, but China comes in and unfairly competes and takes jobs here. So I have tried for a decade, started in upstate New York. I met with steel manufacturers, I think it was Crucible Steel and Macne, manufacturing companies of central New York. And they said, China's manipulating currency. It's really hard for us. They were right. I've been trying to get administrations, both Bush and Obama, to do this administratively. They won't.
How come?
First, the doctrine of free trade says don't hit back. Oh, you'll create a trade war. Hello, we're in a trade war. China's ripping us off right now. Second, geopolitical. They don't want to alienate China because it might affect the balance in the South China Sea. To me, economics is number one. Decline of middle class income is more important than what happens in the South China Sea. Some people might disagree with that. So be it. Anyway, and China also steals our intellectual property. That's sort of the crown jewels of America. And when we have a good product, go ask all of our high-tech companies. Go ask our pharmaceutical companies. Go ask our high-end manufacturing companies. China says you can't bring them here unless you let us learn how you do it and make it ourselves.
Mm.
So I, at the very minimum, want us to be tough on China. At the same time, we might be more lenient here. Having said that, the administration's fighting me on this. I have the support of the Democrats. I have support of labor on this. I have support of some companies because they see how harsh China is. But I'm dubious of this trade agreement because it hurts middle-class incomes.
I only have a couple more minutes, Chuck Schumer. Let me ask you real fast. Have you ever met Putin?
Yes.
Did you ever look into his eyes?
Yes. I want to tell you this. So this is a very interesting story. So Getty Oil Company was selling its gas stations in the Northeast. They had a whole lot. Lukoil, the Russian oil company, wanted to buy them. This is 10, 12 years ago. And I said, this is a good idea. We need somebody, just as I mentioned, we have no competition with Exxon merging with Mobil. We need some competition. Maybe it'll bring the price of gasoline down. So I supported it, and I succeeded. I got the FTC and others, Justice Department, to approve it. So we had the grand opening of the first Lukoil station on 10th Avenue and 24th Street. It's still there in New York City. And guess who cut the ribbon?
No.
Chuck Schumer and Vladimir Putin. Let me tell you, he's a tough cookie. He is one tough cookie. I did not think he was the kind of guy I could look into his eye and trust him. But the one interesting thing is, so one of the ways Lukoil was trying to get people into their stores was selling Krispy Kreme donuts. So they brought, Putin didn't speak English, or at least he says he doesn't. He didn't speak English there. And they said, they go, oh, look, and he goes, you know, he used some Russian word, Dubinko. Oh, he ate four Dubinkas, four wow. Krispy Kreme donuts. And he's a slight man. He's not that big. Anyway,
black belt, yeah.
I'd be dubious of Mr. Putin, very dubious. In Brooklyn, you know, we deal with bullies.
Yeah.
And unless you stand up to bullies, they roll over you.
Well, Chuck Schumer, it's amazing to have you here. You're very generous with your time and to come
My
to
pleasure.
See us. We really enjoy it.
Thank you.
And you're always welcome. So thank you again.
Thank you. Great to be here, Alan. And keep up the good work.